Now I would like to talk about the parsha, just two short inyanim. One on the parsha and one on the haftarah we read yesterday. In the parsha, there's the plague of hail, the makah of borod. It says in the Medrash from Tehillim, in the Perek in Tehillim, Perek Ayin Ches, it says, Vayasger laborod be'irom u'mikneim l'reshofim. He gave over to the borod, to the hail, their animals and their livestock, he gave over to reshofim, that's the birds. So it says in the Medrash that when the borod started coming down, the Mitzri was in the field with his sheep. Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro, tell everybody to get their livestock into the house, if not they will be ruined. And the ones who didn't listen, their animals were outside, and when the Mitzri saw the hail was coming down, he tried to get his animals into the house, so the borod fell down like a wall in front of him. He couldn't move, he couldn't go anywhere. He was stopped by the borod. That's what Vayasger laborod biram. He closed in on him like a prison. So the Mitzri said, how am I? I'm going to lose my animals. So the Mitzri said, I'll shecht it. He shechted it. He was slaughtered the animal. And he put it on his shoulder. He said, I'll take it home for my children to eat. And then while it was on his shoulder, the bird came with shopping. The birds came and took away the meat, and he had no use from it. So we have to ask a kasha here. How could it be that the Mitzri will shecht his livestock? It says, Kilo yuchlun ha-mitzrim lecholas or ivrim lechem, what we mentioned before in the Shir of Halacha. And it says in the Makkah of Orov that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hey nizbach es toavas mitzrayim le'ineyem v'lo yizkelunu. How could we shecht the animal that the mitzrim do avodah zarah? The mitzrim never ate meat. They never shecht the meat. That was their avodah zarah. They wouldn't slaughter it. So how about the Makkah borod, all of a sudden he thought of this grand idea to shecht his animals and give it to the children to eat? They don't know what it tastes like. The Torah says you see that if you're not a true person and you just do things because you feel like it, because you do have a desire, and you do the false things, so when it comes to losing money, it comes to losing your livestock, so all of a sudden you change everything. Everything you lived for is not worth anymore. You're going to save your animals. You're going to shecht it. It's a toeva, and you'll shecht it, and you'll give it to your children to eat. The ikar is not to lose it. We have to learn from here on Mutar Haskel that things have to be true, and not to lose yourself when it comes the time of when it's time. The next thing we want to mention is in the Haftorah, we read yesterday in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, there's a passage that says that the time of the Geula, they view es kol acheichem mikol agoy minchol Hashem basusim uborechev basabim ubaprodim ubakirkoros al har kodshi Yerushalayim oma Hashem kasher yoviu bnei Yisrael es hamincho bechli tor beis Hashem. That there will be such covet for the Yidden that the goyim will pride themselves in bringing the Yidden back to Eretz Yisrael. They'll bring them, it's mentioned here, five kinds of vehicles, susim, rechev, sabim, prodim, kirkoros. They'll bring them to our country. They'll take honor in bringing the Yid, just like a Yid brings a mincha to the Beis HaMikdash. The same thing, the goyim will bring Yidden. They'll bring people to Eretz Yisrael. I just wanted to give an example, a marshal, that in Lossid Lobo it can happen like this. There's big aircraft carrier, there has maybe 6,000 or 7,000 soldiers on it. You see a big aircraft carrier coming into the port of Haifa, and you wonder who's coming in it. And you see all the soldiers go on the top of the boat, and they wheel in a little baby, a little Yid. They're bringing a Yid to Eretz Yisrael, and it's Kedai, the whole thing for them, the whole honor and pleasure of bringing a Yid to Eretz Yisrael, just like Oni brings a mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, and you make your one little kometz onto the Mizbech. That's how strong the kovod will be in Rosh Hashanah in the time of the Geula. And we also notice in the Pasuk there are five sorts of vehicles. There's Asusim, Borechev, Atzabim, Batrodim, or Bakirkorot. Five different ways of transportation. I would think, since the bringing of the Jews Eretz Yisrael will be like bringing a mincha to the Mizbeach, so those five vehicles are connected to five kinds of mincha that a person brings b'nedovah. Rambam says it in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dalet, there's five kinds of minchas nedava: minchas asoles, minchas amachabas, minchas amacheshes, minchas ma'afetano that are chalos, and minchas ma'afetano that are retikin. So those five vehicles are connected five kinds of minchas. Thank you. We should all be zochet to it.